You are listening to the She Runs the Show podcast with Cassandra Vaughn, episode 346, the solo series. Are you ready to say goodbye to distraction, analysis paralysis, and shiny object syndrome and say hello to laser-focused, consistent, daily, massive action, DMA? If you said yes, check out my online course, the Daily Massive Action Masterclass. In this course, you will learn my daily massive action system that you can use to plan, prioritize, and take consistent daily massive action on your biggest life goals. If being consistent is something you struggle with, this course is definitely for you. Learn more by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Again, learn more about the Daily Massive Action Masterclass by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 346 of She Runs the Show. Cassandra with you here. In today's episode, we're going to get real about self-worth. You'll see memes about this. You'll read quotes on Pinterest about it. You'll see Instagram, what do they call it, carousels about this. But self-worth is a really big issue, especially in our society today. I'm a part of Generation X, and growing up, there wasn't social. There wasn't all of these global online platforms where you could literally compare yourself to everybody who's on those platforms at any given moment, any hour of the day. And so I can't even imagine what it is like to be a teenage girl growing up in this kind of society. And yet, I think we're living in a really challenging time. We're living in a place where so many people are posting about things like self-love and self-belief and self-trust and self-esteem and self-confidence and all the selves, right? Like all the things that represent the self. And so we see all of these different posts from therapists and psychologists and coaches. And so we are bombarded with these messages of what our self-worth should consist of. And yet we're also bombarded with concepts that equate to, if you don't look like this, if you don't act like this, if you don't have this, if you're not as happy as them all of the time, then you should have low self-worth. We're also getting those messages all the time. And in today's episode, I want to talk about getting real about where self-worth is for so many of us, but also what do we do about that? Because one of the things that helps with persistence in business, because anybody who has started a business, anybody who is building a business, anybody who is in business currently, you know this is a long, hard road. You know that this journey requires fortitude and tenacity and the ability to get up and fail and fail and fail and fail forward and figure it out and get through the tough times. Like, business is not for the faint of heart. And one of the key ingredients of tenacity and persistence and the ability to have stamina to endure is self-worth. Without it, I don't know how people endure. I don't know how people persist after failure, failure after failure. So self-worth is an ingredient of business success. So we've got to talk about it. We've got to understand what we have to be able to assess: where is my self-worth right now? What is it tied up in? And how do I shift it if I don't like where it is right now? So let's start with a quote. I'm not sure who said this, but the quote is, "Self-love isn't always about feeling good. It's about knowing you are worthy even when you don't feel it." I don't think that gets said enough. Do you realize that self-worth should not... your evaluation of how much self-worth you have shouldn't be based on whether or not you feel your self-worth. It is a thing that you get to decide, and only you are entitled to decide what your self-worth is. Now, that's a very loaded statement, right? Because if I'm the one who decides what my self-worth in any moment is, that also means I'm the person who creates the recipe or designs the blueprint to a high level of self-worth for myself, which means I'm the one who says, okay, when I have high self-worth, this is what's going on in my life. When I do this and I do that and I do this and I do that, that is what high self-worth looks like in my life in this season. So we create the recipe, we create the blueprint, we decide in any moment what our self-worth is. But that does not change the fact that our self-worth will take hits by what we are exposed to on a consistent basis. So that's why we need to get real with it, because I could tell you all day long, your self-worth is up to you. But then you go out in the world and you get mixed messages and you get people who treat you a certain way and you see certain things in magazines and on television. And before long, you're feeling bad about yourself because you don't fit in or you don't look the way other people look or you're not speaking the same language. And so you cannot help but respond to acts of aggression or alienation or desertion or abandonment or rejection that will ding your self-worth, no matter how you define it, which means we've got to get real about self-worth. That's what we're going to do in today's episode. So the first point I want to go to is this: the world reflects back to you how much you value yourself. There are two points I want to make to that. When you can stand on what you decide your self-worth is, the world will absolutely reflect that back to you. That doesn't mean, though, that you won't get people trying to ding the armor that is your self-worth. That doesn't mean you won't get people trying you. You know what I mean? Testing you to see if the self-worth you go out into the world with is really true for you. You will get people who test you. You will get people who try to hurt you and hurt your self-worth. This is why you've got to be crystal clear on what it is so that you can stand on it even when that worth is not reflected back to you by the people you're interacting with. I love this Daniel Laporte quote that says, "You've got to believe that you're worth it. It all starts there. You can hesitate and be doubtful. You can even worry that you won't get what you want, but in your heart of hearts, you have to fully claim that you're worthy and amazing. The world reflects back to you how much you value yourself." Here's the thing you can't ever fake: how much you value yourself. How do you know you value yourself? By the way you treat yourself, by the way you talk to yourself, by the way you spend time or not with yourself. So understand that there's a piece of getting real with your own self-worth that requires you to do some reflection and to ask yourself, do I value me? Do I believe that I am worthy of the very best? Not do I hope that I'm worthy, not do I think that I'm worthy, but do I truly believe and know that even if it's just like 2%, I can affirm to myself that I'm willing to accept as truth that I am worthy of the very best in life. And also, I can now lovingly allow myself to accept it. Can you do that? Because the world will reflect back to you how much you actually value yourself. Because see, when you discover your self-worth, you will lose interest in anyone, anything, any place that doesn't. So like attracts like. When you truly come from a place of valuing what you bring to the table, you enter rooms differently. You speak differently. You move differently. And here's the caveat to that. I don't think it's the caveat, but here's the thing I really want you to understand. Your definition of self-worth, your recipe or blueprint for self-worth, is a living, breathing, evolving thing. How you defined self-worth at 20 is going to be very different than how you do it at 50 or 70. But you've got to take the time to be with yourself to say, what does self-worth look like? And what are the requirements or the prerequisites that I'm giving myself for me to feel worthy, right? Like, there are people who say, everybody has inherent worth, which I truly believe. Everybody has an inherent worth. But self-worth, depending on how you define it, might require more than that. It might be more than just because I exist, I'm worthy. It might be I have high levels of self-worth when I take care of my body, when I nourish it with healthy foods, when I meditate every day, when I connect with the people I love, when I start my morning in a certain way, when I really focus my day on the things that matter most to me. That might be your definition of self-worth. For another person, their definition, their standards, as Tony Robbins would say, their standards might be way higher than that. Like, I only feel like I have high self-worth when my body fat percentage is 12 or 18% or 8%. If I have $10,000 in the bank or $100,000, I only feel, right? Like we can get into the shallow materialistic things. That doesn't change, though, that for a particular person, that is their recipe or blueprint for self-worth. And even if we don't agree about a definition that is that strict and specific, each person gets to decide what their recipe of self-worth is. But if you never sit with yourself long enough to actually assess what is my definition right now in my life of self-worth and what is the recipe for getting it, what is the blueprint for designing it, then you never will have high self-worth because you're not clear on what that looks like on you in this season of your life. You've got to get clear on that. You know, another quote says, don't be surprised at how quickly the universe moves once you decide that you are worthy of receiving the best. Know your worth and your soulmate will manifest right before your eyes. Soulmate could be anything you want to manifest. But if you don't know you're worthy, if you're constantly hustling, like, I'm going to work so hard because I got to get to that energy of desperate crying is actually the thing that is keeping you from what you want most. What if, whatever it is you want, a house, a car, to meet your soulmate, to have a baby, to build a successful business, what if you went into it, and I'm having a get it together talk with you and me here, myself too, I'm talking to me too. What if you went into it not from a, how do I get that? How do I make that? You know, all that striving thing, that striving energy, which repels everything, by the way, because you know that, because when you've been around desperate people, you've been repelled by their energy. What if instead you went into pursuing the thing that you want most? Maybe it's an ultra successful business. And instead of being like, how do I do this? How do I do it? You just said, I have a lot to offer the world. I have a lot to offer. And I'm building this business because I want to serve people and I want them to have the best. And I know I can deliver the best. So what I'm going to start doing in my business is I'm going to start sharing my thoughts and ideas. And I'm going to really every single day in my business go out with a heart to serve. I'm going to wake up every morning. I'm going to go, how can I serve others? How can I help change people's lives today? Is it an Instagram post? Is it a LinkedIn post? Is it a video? Is it an audio? Is it working on my book? How can I be a catalyst for transform? How can I give, share my talents and my gifts? How can I tell people that there's someone here who can help them? How do I educate my market of potential clients, customers, patients, you name it, students? How can I do that in a meaningful, an intentional and connected way? Yes, that is very hard to stay in that kind of, you know, very soft and loving and divinely open state. I'm not saying I've perfected it. I haven't. As I'm saying it, I'm like, ooh, I wish I could stay there more often too, right? But what I am saying is it's time for us to shift how we're approaching going after the things we want. What if you don't have to go after them? What if you can allow them to come to you? That's the point. The world reflects back to you how much you value yourself. And part of valuing yourself is really defining what self-worth is in this season of your life, but also getting really clear on what the blueprint or the recipe of your self-worth looks like right now for you, and understanding that it will change over time. Point number two, and this is about getting real when it comes to self-worth, you will never outgrow a place you're too afraid to leave. Ooh. That just spoke to me. You will never outgrow a place you're too afraid to leave. Here's a quote that really embodies this. I don't know who said this, but here's the quote. You'll never know what you're actually capable of until you leave the comfort of the spaces you've outgrown in search of ones that will stretch you. Let me say that again. You'll never know what you're actually capable of until you leave the comfort of the spaces you've outgrown in search of ones that will stretch you. You see, evolution in life means you're in a continuous place of making your ceilings your floors. Have you ever heard that idea? Make your ceilings your floors. Well, we're constantly given opportunities every single day in every single way to make our ceilings our floors. If you were able to do only 15 push-ups today, you can make your ceiling of 15 push-ups your floor by tomorrow pushing yourself to do the 16th push-up. See, the moment you go even one beyond what you could do yesterday, you now have made yesterday's ceiling today's floor. So the reality is that is what it means to know your own self-worth, to know that you actually do have that power, that your evolution is about continuously making your ceilings your floors. Because at the end of the day, here's what's true. If you're not stretching, you're not growing. And if you're not growing, you're dying. That applies to the physical body. That applies to the spiritual body. That applies to the emotional body. That applies to everything. Nothing stays the same. Everything is energy, and it is always changing form and state. If you're not stretching yourself, you're not growing. And if you're not growing, you're dying. So there comes a point where you have to say to yourself, I have to decide if I'm going to stay here and die, right? Whether that's emotionally, mentally, physically, otherwise, or I've got to decide, I have to be intentional and deliberate that I'm going to grow. And growth requires stretch. It requires stretching, and stretching is typically uncomfortable, because you are, when you stretch, whether it's your body, your mind, your goals, when you stretch, you are in the process of making your ceiling your floor. Powerful thing to really think about. So at the end of the day, next thing I want to cover in terms of getting real with self-worth, the moment you try to convince somebody that you're worthy of something, you've already told them that you're not. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. The moment you try to convince someone, anyone, that you're worthy of something that you're hoping they're going to give you, right? The moment you get into convincing energy, that's all you needed to do to show them that you actually don't even believe you're worthy of it, because you're trying to convince them to give you something that if you knew you were worthy of, you would never even step into convincing energy, because you'd be like, listen, there's a million ways and a million people on the planet for me to get this from. I do not have to beg you for anything. What's my point about that? Never waste energy trying to convince someone that you're good enough. Whether it's for them, for a project, to be their coach, to, you know, have them be your client. Listen, the presence of convincing energy alone tells you that you're in the wrong company. If you have to convince people to hear you, to see you, to get you, to promote you, to hire you as their whatever, consultant, coach, what have you. Yes, do you have to sell in business? Of course you have to sell, but selling energy and convincing energy are not the same energy. Ooh, let me go there for a minute with my entrepreneurs. Selling energy and convincing energy are not the same energy. And if you are having trouble selling your products and or services, you really need to take a step back and really ask yourself, is the energy that I'm in, whether it's on a discovery call, on my sales pages, in my follow-up series, in my email funnels, is the energy that I'm delivering to my potential clients, am I delivering sales energy, which typically when done well, is marketing, education, and helping people work through obstacles? Am I delivering sales energy, or am I delivering convincing energy? Because sales energy and convincing energy are not the same energies, period, the end. So at the end of the day, this quote, I don't remember who said it, but it's an amazing one. There will always be someone who can't see your worth. Don't let it be you. I don't know who said that, but let me say it again. There will always be someone who cannot see your worth. Don't let it be you. Here's another quote, unknown, but this is a powerful one. When you're confident in what you bring to the table, you don't have to chase and beg anyone to sit down and eat. I'm going to say it again. I really want you to receive this one. When you're confident in what you bring to the table, you don't have to chase and beg anyone to sit down and eat. Never waste energy trying to convince someone you're good enough. Because number one, if you are doing that, you're in convincing energy. You've already told them that you don't feel like you're good enough. Number two, if you are having to convince them to give you the bare minimum, you are now receiving breadcrumbing. That is not acceptable. It is not your standard. They're not enough. Number two. Number three, if you're having to convince someone of anything about you, hearing you, seeing you, buying from you, guess what? They're not your client. They're not your customer. There are many people in the world who are. Go where you belong. Go where you belong. Last point I'm going to make in terms of getting real about self-worth. Building self-worth is about growing the soul, not the shell. Growing the soul, not the shell. So there was another quote, and I don't know who said this one, but I love it. It says, I pay more attention to people's intentions and mindset rather than their appearance. Don't confuse the soul with the shell. Don't confuse the soul with the shell. Don't listen, there are lots of people with really beautiful shells and really ugly souls. There are lots of people who spend many hours a day tending to the shell, but not feeding the soul. And when you're in their presence, you feel what that means for them and what that means for you in interacting with them. I pay more attention to people's intentions and mindset rather than their appearance. Don't confuse the soul with the shell. Listen, fall in love with yourself first. You have to be sure about you before anyone else can. Do you know what is one of the biggest problems in business? And people will come and they'll coach with me and they'll be like, my business isn't, you know, doing anything. I'm not getting all the... Are you sold on yourself as the business owner? Are you sold on what you offer? You know that your potential clients aren't going to get what they get from you anywhere else. Are you sure? Are you sure about you? This is the thing. Are you sure about you? And if you're not sure about you, which is okay, there's nothing wrong at any stage of business. If you come to the truth, this is where we get real about self-worth. If you come to the truth that you're not sure about you, there's nothing wrong with being in that space. We all have moments like that. But when you get into that space, when I get into that space, do you know what I say to myself? I say, what would I need to create or do to feel really sure about me? What would I need to create or do to feel really sure about me and my business? And then I carve a plan quickly and I go out and do those things, because then I have fulfilled my recipe or blueprint for my self-worth as a business owner. And then I feel good. So then even with rejection, even with failure in business, even if a discovery call doesn't go well, even if somebody doesn't buy the latest digital thing I created, when I've done what I felt was my recipe of self-worth, even then I'm not dismayed, because I know how good I am. You've got to know how good you are. And that begins with falling in love with yourself first. You have to be sure of you before anyone else is going to be sure about you. And listen, focus on being who you really are, not on looking like you have it all together. Because guess what? Most of us do not have everything together. I cannot say this enough. Everybody has aspects of hot mess in their lives. Just because they don't post it on Facebook, just because they don't sing about it and dance about it on TikTok, just because they don't put it on Instagram doesn't mean it's not there. Everybody has hot mess elements. Do not be fooled by the shell of people. We all have hot mess elements. We all have things that are going la vida loca. We all have, you know, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs kind of stuff from time to time. There is nothing wrong with you if you do. But the key is, even in the midst of chaos, even in the midst of things not going the way you want them to, even when you're at your lowest moments, you still have to stand up for yourself and your value and your worth. You still have to know who you are, because you are not the accolades, and you are not the titles, and you're not your pant size, and you're not your weight, and you're not all the things that people say about you, good, bad, ugly, in the middle. You are who you are, and you've got to value who that is before anybody else will. And you also have to value who that is despite the people who don't. So what am I saying about getting real about self-worth? The only person who can decide what your self-worth is, the level it's at, and what it would take to get to a higher level is and will always be you. So if you're feeling and you're in a moment where you're like, my self-worth isn't where I want it to be, ask yourself, what actions do I need to take? What things do I need to build? What accomplishments need to happen? What do I need to tell myself every single day to feel worthy of my own love? And then do that. Do that. Say those things. Be consistent. Endure. Persist. Have tenacity in taking care of you. And then everything else will follow. But you can't expect the world to treat you in ways that you don't even believe you deserve. Energy never works that way, right? Like, what we put out comes back to us. So what do you feel you deserve? What do you feel you're worthy of? Start with you. Give that to you. The world will show up for you in time. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of She Runs the Show. As always, share this episode with somebody you know who needs to hear this. And I will catch you on the next episode of She Runs the Show.